Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And joined with me in studio, I have Victoria Oginyemi. She is our Life in 5 guest. So this is the part of the show where you get lots of people into the studio once a week and we say, hey, let's hear about your life. And we're going to learn a bit about you by asking you a few questions. They pick from a long list, or they pick 5 questions from a long list. And my guest today, she's a mum of 4. She's 1 girl and 3 boys and also 1 grandson. She works in the banking industry and is also a pastor at All Saints Community Church, which is in South Dublin. You might know it as the Calvary Christian Centre. So it's great to have you as our Life in 5 guest today, Victoria. Thanks for coming in to us.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
So let's go to your questions. We'll get straight into your first question that you pick. So the first question that you pick, Victoria, is your favourite Bible verse and why?
Yeah, so my favourite Bible verse is Isaiah 40 verse 31, and which says that that those that wait upon the Lord, that they shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and shall not faint. And the reason I chose that, because it constantly reminds me of the fact that God is with me and he upholds me every second of the day and that I cannot fall.
I love that piece of scripture, and I'm just thinking of you with, you know, your 4 kids, as in you can use that scripture in the day to day or when you're really having a serious trial in your life.
Yes, yes. Just knowing that, look, he has me.
He's
my back.
He's got your back.
Yes, and I can fall.
And you call on that scripture and say, okay, Lord, lift me up on those eagle's wings. I need you today.
Amen. Yes, that's my story.
I love it. Okay, second question, Victoria, that you picked is how God helps you in your work.
Yeah, and then the Lord helps me in the sense that he has helped me set him before me at all times. You know, just having the consciousness that he's before me, just like David said, and I think it was Psalm 16, he says, I have set the Lord always before me. And you know, the Lord has helped me do the same thing, to set him, his presence before me. And what he helps me does, what that consciousness helped me does, is that it actually helps me draw strength from him. Every time I'm walking, and especially when I have challenges, even every second, you know, I draw strength from him. I know that he's there. So somehow just seeing him in front of me, just picturing him in front of me, has a way of giving me that strength to go on. And then another important thing that he does for me is that it actually keeps me on my toes. It cautions me and causes me and helps me behave myself wisely, because I can see his eyes always watching me. So it helps me to do things right. It helps me to think right. It helps me because I know that, look, there's nothing he cannot see. He helps even my thoughts. He sees my thoughts. So it actually cautions me, you know.
Helps you to be, to be prudent sometimes, or to know
that he's always there, that you have to behave right. Because, you know, there are times like you can behave nicely in front of somebody, but in your mind, you're
the interior.
Exactly. So just knowing that he's before me has actually cautioned me and helped me to behave right.
And do you bring faith into your workplace, or is it something that just kind of guides you then, Victoria, as you're going throughout your day?
No, it guides, and then you also have to bring faith into your workplace as well, because like God has planted you there for a reason, to shine the light.
Yeah, and so, we were talking about the Shine Your Light campaign earlier, which was about that, about bringing our faith into the world. So you're
really
doing that, yeah. So the third question that you picked is a time you heard something clear from God.
Amen. So that one, you know, there was once I was going through a lot of challenges. Things were happening, and, you know, I had to, like, I cried to God. And there was one night I cried so much, you know, and that same night, like, God spoke to me. He spoke to me and he told me the reason why, you know, I was going through all the things that I went through. And I heard it clearly, you know. And, you know, what he did, and the words that he said to me were not just ordinary words, because I realized that the moment he spoke to me, I felt this peace inside of me. Even though I was still going through all
the
things. You're
still going through the struggle, but
exactly,
you had the peace in your heart.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like he wrote it in my heart. It's like he actually put in the grace to be able to go through it inside of me. And I know I heard him clearly. I can't explain to you how, but it's just a knowing on the inside.
I always think it's those situations, and you'd know this as a mum, Victoria, that when you see your child or children going through a struggle that you know they have to go through, and you're saying, you can do this, I'm here for you, my hand's on your shoulder.
Yes,
yes, that feeling,
yes,
isn't it?
That feeling, yeah. Yes.
The next question that you picked is, have you ever seen a miracle?
Oh, yes, I have seen loads of miracles. But one that actually stands out, which I sing about, is how the Lord healed me. You know, there was once I had a lot of health challenges. My vital organs were all affected. I was constantly in hospital, in and out of hospital. And, you know, after a while, you know, like, you know, as a pastor and as a mom, I just couldn't balance the two out. Like, you know, on one side, I believe so much that God could do this. And on the other side, I'm sick and in hospital. And one day I prayed and I cried. I prayed and cried. And something happened that day. Something happened that night. I really cannot explain exactly. I cannot explain it physically, but I felt something. Although even when I felt that, what I felt, I knew that the Lord had done something to me. Although I was still feeling the pains, but somehow when that thing happened, I was no longer afraid. I was not afraid of the fear of all the things that they said would happen to me if that ailment did not go. I came out and it was like I was a different person.
And the fear was probably something that was draining you so much
as well. That was draining me, yeah. Yes. Although I still felt the pains and all that, but I made up my mind that I would just move on with my life. I would just go on doing the things I was doing previously. And you will not believe it. I think it was weeks after that that I didn't even know when those things dropped off. All of a sudden, I just realized, wait a minute.
I'm feeling
wait
good.
Wait a minute. I'm feeling good. And that was it.
Wow.
That was it. So, and that's why many times, even when we pray, like it actually taught me that when you pray, just believe.
Yeah.
Believe and move on. Don't go back. Don't allow the pains. Don't allow them deceive you, thinking that nothing has happened. Something has happened. But sometimes it's just the same way that some people speak and you hear 10 minutes later. So also sometimes when the Lord speaks, the healing may come in much
in
later.
Time or in a different yes. way to in how you imagine
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's incredible faith that you're just letting us learn about today, Victoria. The last question that you picked is, what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? I love that one. What makes me happy is the fact that I was lost, but now I am found. The Lord found me. He found me. He not only found me, but he redeemed me. He redeemed me. He brought me back to himself. And the reason I say that is this, like so many years after I had gotten saved, after I was born again, you know, I still felt lost. I still felt lost. I was bewildered with life. You know, so many things were happening in my life that I could not really explain, you know, and every time I read the Bible, every time I read God's promises, you know, it actually, they felt so real. It was as though I was seeing Jesus. I see Jesus. You know, sometimes you listen to some music and you can actually feel the presence of God. So every time, like, I have that feeling, I could actually feel the Lord, but it was like I couldn't touch him. I couldn't reach him. It was like there was a dividing wall. Yeah, I couldn't touch him. And why am I saying this? Just the things that I read about, they were not really like happening that much in my life. I couldn't really touch those things, those wonderful things where he said you put your hands on the sick, on the sick and they will get healed. I couldn't touch those things until the Lord rose and he broke that glass and he pulled me through. You know, he pulled me through the dividing wall, all the things that were preventing me from touching him. He took them, all the rubbles, to take them out, and I was able to touch living waters. And my life has not remained the same again. There's this everlasting joy that I know that he has on me, you know, this joy that cannot be taken away by anything, regardless of what I go through. I know God is there. I know God has my back, you know.
And I think that it's that joy, it's like so clear today. So, and that's what God wants, just to be joyful in spite of, you know, it's that joy that lasts.
In spite of, yes.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you are a leader in All Saints Community Church in Sandyford. I know they're a registered charity under the name Calvary Christian Centre. And you've a very interesting event. It's called Healing the Wounds of Trauma. And it's coming up on the 30th of November from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. I know you're going to have six sessions over 6 weeks. Who is it for, and what is going to happen at these sessions?
Yeah, and sorry, I know that when I sent you, it's actually happening tomorrow, which is the 1st of December at 7 p.m. And basically, it's just healing the wounds of trauma. Like, we all know that a lot of people have gone through very painful experiences in their lives. And those experiences, they have a way of leaving deep wounds, you know, in the hearts of people. And these deep wounds, they last for a long time and they actually do not really go away. And a lot of people, you know, they have seen that it actually affects a lot of areas in their lives. You know, it affects the way they think about themselves. It affects the way they relate to other people, the way they relate with God. Many times they do not even trust God anymore. So basically, these are the things we are going to be looking to, we're going to be addressing, you know, in those sessions. And We're three of us that are facilitating the program, myself, Gerald Gandhi, and also Shabi Ismail. We're going to be facilitating the program. And basically, we're just going to be speaking to them about trauma, its effects on them, you know, and then also like helping them to release those emotions, those negative emotions, to release them and to help them reconnect.
And finally, you also have a Christmas concert on the 17th of December from 3 to 5, both events at Bellarmine Community Centre in Bellarmine Estate in Stepaside, Dublin 18. How can people find out more or head along to either?
Yeah, so we actually have sent out flyers, and then we also have, of course, we're trying to advertise there on Facebook as well. And with also word of mouth as well. So please, if as many as you know.
How do we connect with you on Facebook?
On Facebook. So if you just go to All SCC on Facebook, and then also on our website as well, www.allscc.org.
Fantastic. It's been lovely having you as our Life in Five guest, Victoria. Thank you for sharing with us just about your life and faith, where it is in it all and where God works in your life and through your life. It's been great to have you with us. Victoria Ogunyemi has been my guest this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.